Hello, my loves. This is Rabbit Food, and I am Bunny, your guided meditation coach. I am so thankful that you have chosen to hold space for yourself today because I have an awesome meditation mapped out for us. This episode will kick off what will be called and deemed She Sacred Saturday and Sunday. And it'll just be a little tidbit to begin our weekends in a high vibrational space. So now, sit back and relax, and let's get ready to unwind. Grand Rising, my loves, I am so honored that you have chosen to hold space with me today. Thank you for choosing you today. I have an awesome sacred self-care mapped out for us today. I have just a few little decks over here. Of course, our sacred self deck for our sacred self-care. And I have our spirit junkie deck to see what kind of nice little messages or affirmations that can bring through to us, along with our sacred self-care oracle deck, which will give us some advice on what we can do this weekend to hold some sacred self space for our own selves this weekend. And if you guys don't mind bearing with me as I try to play around and fiddle around with the layout of how I want to continue to curate this podcast. I'm thinking about these weekends for Saturday and Sundays being our sacred self-care Saturday and Sunday posts, so that they can bring us into the weekend in a mindful space of holding space for ourselves. Whenever we do see the moments that we can or find that the time is presented to us to be able to hold sacred self space for ourselves. So, let's get started. We are going to begin with our sacred self, sacred melanin deck. It's beautiful out here this AM. I hope that it's just as beautiful for you, wherever you are in the world. All right, let's go ahead and invite spirit in and flow through in with any messages for the collective conscious, for the collective creative consciousness. Where do we have messages at? What do we need to know? What do we need to know in the space of sacred self-care? What is it that you would like for us to remember, to bring into our centers? Oh gosh, yes. You know, let me tell you what, spirit, you ain't do nothing but recap for us, right? Recapping for us. Oh, I love the feeling of this vibration. I really do. To tell you guys that, whew, I love it. What we got here? We are the Spirit Junkie deck, which is an awesome little deck with nice reminders of how we can keep ourselves spiritually well. All right, let's get a shuffle on this deck and then we'll continue to shuffle. All right. Inviting spirit in here to deliver a message to the Creative Conscious Collective. We are looking for the messages that we need to bring into our centers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, spirit, for always showing up on time and on the right time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What we got here, what we got here, spirit. Looking for some cards for sacred self-care. Oh, got one. Oh, man, really? Really? Of course you did. Of course you did, spirit. Of course, of course, of course. You know why? Because spirit's in the room. Because spirit is in the room. I am so excited to talk to you guys about these cards. This is always one, like I said, it's always one of my favorite times of the day is to sit here and hold this space with you guys and watch how magnificently spirit shows up and shows out for us. And if there is any question at all about spirit being around and in the space and in the place, we is about to get all the answers to that. Y'all have heard me sit here and shuffle these cards, and there's a reason why I shuffle these cards on this phone. So that you can hear them, so that you can hear them. So you know that I am literally just channeling in these messages right in this current moment. Ooh, yes, spirit, thank you. Is there any other message that we need? Is there any other sacred self-care situation that we need? We've got one. Just wondering if spirit has anything else for us. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Thank you, thank you, thank you, spirit. Always showing up on time and the right time. Oh, got another one. Got another one. All right. All righty, guys. I'm good with this. I love this. I love this. All right. Now, before we get in this read, I would like for us to take a collective sigh of release, bring our awareness into our bodies, into our surroundings. Release, 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 release any attachments that we have to all of these things on the outside of us. Close your mouth, touch the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth, and begin to inhale deeply in through the nostrils. Breathing in all of the freshness of today, all of the new perspectives of today. Breathe, 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 breathe that all in. And we're holding that breath and release it out of the mouth with another deep sigh of release. And we really want to emphasize on this, because this is our connection to our heart center. This will open our heart up to be able to receive the messages and whatever downloaded information spirit has for you in this time. And closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth, inhale another deep breath inside of us. Inhaling all of the new perspectives, all the new energy. Yes, holding that breath, holding that breath. And releasing out of the mouth with another deep sigh. Making space and room for all of the new energy that is ready to flow through us. Push, push, pushing all that breath out, closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth, deep inhale in through the nose, guiding that breath into the abdomen, allowing it to reach into the mid and high chest, breaking free into the throat, creating clarity in the mind. And exhale out of the mouth deeply. Beautiful. Push, 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 push all that breath out. And now let's fall into our normal breath cycle. Well, Spirit sure enough had a recap of messages that we have had through our reads, right? And I am so in awe of how in tune we are with the source and the communication that comes to us from the source. So Spirit wants to start off with reminding us to repeat to ourselves, I attract love because I love. I am love. I am loved. Let's say that together a few times. I attract love because I am love. I am loved. I attract love because I love. I am love. I am loved. I attract love because I love. I am love. I am loved. Yes, 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 yes. I am open to receiving all of that right here into my heart center. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit, for reminding us of the abundant amount of love that is within us, what that is obtainable by us, that surrounds us. Now, sure enough, Spirit wanted to come through and say, how do you know your worth? If you don't take time out for self-care, take your time out for your sacred self. Y'all see how Spirit just showed up there? I hopped out the bed this morning. Hop up out the bed, get your swag on. That's exactly what we're doing right now. But I hopped up out the bed this morning and Spirit said, you know what? We need to curate a situation of consistency and sacred self-care, you know? Yes, we are absolutely taking time for sacred self-care. Anytime that we tap into a meditation, these meditations, anytime we tap into our breath, anytime we take a moment in the day for just a little bit of stillness, the action of stillness, to create expansion in our lives, that those are all acts of sacred self-care. But Spirit wants to reiterate to the collective, how do you know your worth if you don't self-care? I want you to ask yourself, what time are you taking out daily for your practice of sacred self-care? For your sacred self. What time are you taking out daily? And if you're not in a space of taking out time, carving out time, holding space for time, for you to have time for your sacred self, then let's set an intention for us to begin that today. Now, we had these cards the other day, and Spirit clearly wants for us to remember this. Spirit wants us to really carry this within the core of us, that warriors get tired of going to war for everyone else because we forget to go to war for ourselves. Advocate for you always. This goes hand in hand with taking time out for our sacred self. Taking time out for our sacred self is us advocating for ourselves always, coming into a consistent daily practice of holding space for our sacred selves, is advocating for ourselves always. It also creates room for us to know whether or not we are acting from a sacred space or just acting. The other card that has wants to reiterate itself again here is for us to shift our consciousness so that we are not experiencing any losses, but only lessons. In all situations, ask yourself, what was the lesson? Holding space for ourselves creates a dynamic shift in our consciousness because it makes room for the shift to happen, right? And we want this dynamic shift in our consciousness so that losses no longer feel like we're losing, but only like we're gaining. Because when we look at them and perceive them as lessons, what do we get out of lessons? We gain knowledge. We gain the information that we need. We gain the information that we need to move forward in the best interest of ourselves. You sacred warrior, you. Are you ready to be a warrior for yourself? Spirit moves on into the Spirit Junkie deck to say, my happiness is a direct reflection of how quickly I can shift my perceptions from fear to love. And how quickly do you think that can happen? It can literally happen in the moment that we hold space for ourselves to be able to take time for stillness, take time for our breath, take time to connect with ourselves and ground down. Like I said, these small baby steps create a shift, a dynamic shift in our consciousness. It creates a shift in our perceptions. And we want to shift from fear to love. We want this shift to happen because we want to be able to radiate love, right? And in order to radiate love, there has to be a core, a grounded core, centered space of love within us, of the love that we have within us that is us. Because as the card started off with, we attract love because I am love. I love. I am loved. That's how quickly we can shift our perceptions, our consciousness, into a space of love vibration. It's by one, practicing self-love. By holding sacred space for ourselves. The second card out of our Spirit Junkie deck Taking care of myself is a radical act of self-love. Taking care of myself is a radical act of self-love. A radical act of love. Just a radical act of love. How radical can you be daily? How radical can you be daily? It's so easy. It's so easy, right? Because we attract love because I am love. I love. I am loved. Taking care of myself is a radical act of love. I really want that to like sink in to the collective, because all of these cards really just lined up with themselves, beginning with how we can attract love. Why do we attract love? We attract love because I love. I am love. I am loved. How can we continue to vibrate in a space of love? Is by knowing our worth. Knowing our worth. How will we know our worth? By taking time for our sacred self. By taking time for our sacred self. Taking care of ourself is a radical act of love. In this radical act of love, it creates room and space. It creates room and space because in this space of radicalness, we are advocates for ourselves. And being an advocate for ourselves by holding this sacred space, it creates the space to shift our consciousness, to shift our perceptions from the space of fear to love. Now, what Spirit has for us in the recommendation on how we can get a little bit deeper into the love, into loving ourselves deeply. Our first card that came out of this deck of sacred self-care is rest. Is rest. How simple is that? How simple is that? Well, Spirit really is saying is take some time out for yourself. Take some time out and rest. Rest builds us up. It nourishes us. It allows for us to take all this information we got right here and bring it completely into the center of us. It allows for the body to take some time. The Spirit is asking for us to just simply rest. And that is an act of radical love. In the simplicity of allowing for ourselves to just rest. And with that being that, let's move into a meditation to further emphasize the rest part. To further emphasize this radical space, this radical act of sacred self-care through love, right? Through the act of love, through rest, through holding space for ourselves. Let's go ahead and hold this space and get into a restful space. I want you to find yourself in a comfortable position, either sitting up or laying down. And once you have found yourself in this space, now if you're sitting down, take a moment to reach behind you and pull the fleshy part of your bum up and rock back on that sits bone. Whether laying down or sitting up, let's all bring our spines into alignment, nice and straight and erect. Almost feeling as if there's an energetic cord pulling us from the crown. Let's take a moment and pull the shoulders up, 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 up to the ears. Scrunch them around the ears and roll them back and down. Slightly tucking the chin in, bringing ourselves into a very nice aligned space. Placing the palms facing up on the thighs or knees or right beside the body if we're laying down. And let's go ahead and do a nice sigh of release as we allow for the eyes to close. Pushing that breath out. And closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. Let's inhale deeply in through the nose. Holding that breath. Holding that breath. And exhaling it out of the nose. Push, 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 push all of that breath out. Keeping the mouth closed and the tip of the tongue on the roof of the mouth, inhale deeply in through the nose. And exhale out of the nose. Push, 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 push that breath out. One more deep inhale into the core. Holding that breath, holding that breath. And exhaling deeply out of the nose. Push, 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 pushing all of that breath out. And let's go ahead and fall into our normal breath rhythm. And as we sit here in this normal breath rhythm, just bring our awareness into the noise around us. What do you hear? Do you hear birds? Perhaps maybe cars passing. Maybe even a bit of silence. Maybe you hear children talking. Your loved one snoring. Let's take a moment to tune in to all the sounds around us. The mouth closed and the tip of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. Let's inhale for a count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holding for a count of two. 1, 2. Exhaling for a count of six. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue this 5, 2, 6 regimen of breathing as I guide us into a space of complete relaxation. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness into your feet, into the soles of the feet. And on the next exhale, will the feet, the soles, the toes to relax. Deep breath in. Bring your awareness into our shins and calves. On your next exhale, will the shins and calves to release and relax. And on the next inhale, bringing our awareness into our kneecaps. And on the exhale, allowing for the kneecaps to relax and release. And on the next inhale, bringing our awareness into our thighs. Exhale, and will the thighs to release and relax. And on your next inhale, bring our awareness into our glutes. And exhale, will the glutes to relax. Allowing for all the tension to leave out of the thighs and the glutes. On your next inhale, bringing our awareness into our buttocks and groin area. Exhale, and will the buttocks and groin to relax completely. Beautiful. On your next inhale, bringing our awareness into our lower abdomen. Exhale, will the lower abdomen to just relax and release. Beautiful. And on your next inhale, let's bring our awareness into our small of our back. And exhale, will the small of the back to relax. Just relax. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness into the fullness of the back. Exhale, willing the back to relax and release. Release all of the things we've been carrying around. Allow for them to just float on and float off. Bringing our awareness into our chest and upper diaphragm as we inhale deeply. Exhale, and will the chest and upper diaphragm to just release and relax. Beautiful. And you should be feeling a bit softer now. Now your next inhale, bringing your awareness into your shoulders. These are the shoulders of a warrior. And they deserve on this exhale to release all that we have felt obligated to. And relax in that release. On your next inhale, let's bring our awareness into our arms. Tricep, bicep, forearms. And on your exhale, wheel the tricep, bicep, and forearms to release and relax. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness into your hands and fingers. We honor these hands and these fingers. Exhale, release, and relax. Creating softness in the hands. And on your next inhale, bringing your awareness into the jaw. We sometimes don't even know how much tension we have balled up in our jaw. And on your exhale, allow for the jaw to just unclench and release and loosen. You may even feel it fall, parted open a little bit. Feel the mouth soften. On your next inhale, bringing your awareness into your ears and cheekbones. On your exhale, will the ears and the cheekbones to just relax, allowing for the face to really soften. Beautiful. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness into your eyes and brow and forehead. And in your next exhale, will these areas to soften so you can release and relax. As you inhale, bringing your awareness into your crown. Will the crown to relax and release. Beautiful. On your exhale, just allow for the body to continue to release and relax, falling into a normal breath cycle, scanning the body for any areas that may still be holding tension, and on our exhale, releasing all of that completely. Stress has no room in our temple. Negative lower vibrations have no room in our temple. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you feel ready, can open your eyes. you also can feel free to stay here in this space as long as you want. And that concludes our reading and meditation for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit, for always showing up and showing out. And thank you for showing up for you. Until we meet again, my loves, peace, love, and coconut oil hair grease, y'all. I love you.